Salutations to that which is bliss itself. By nature calm and effulgent. With the dawning of this knowledge, all delusions fade like dreams. You are really unbound and actionless. Self-illuminating and spotless already. The cause of your bondage is that you are still trying to steal the mind. You are unconditioned and changeless, formless and immovable, unfathomable awareness, unperturbable. So hold to nothing but consciousness. Truly, I am spotless and at peace. The awareness beyond causality. All this time, I have been afflicted by delusion. As I alone give light to this body, so I give light to the world. As a result, the whole world is mine. Or, alternatively, nothing is mine. waves, foam, and bubbles do not differ from water. In the same way, all this which has emanated from me is no other than myself. When you analyze cloth, it is found to be just thread. In the same way, when all this is analyzed, it is found to be yourself. Shining is my essential nature, and I only shine. When the world shines forth, it is only me that is shining forth. All this which has originated out of me dissolves back into me too, like a jug back into clay, a wave into water, and a bracelet into gold. How wonderful I am. Glory to myself. Non-dual, even though having a body. Neither going or coming anywhere. I who abide forever, filling all of this. Thank you. I am pure awareness. But through ignorance, I have imagined myself to be something else. By continually reflecting like this, I rest in that which cannot be known. I am not the body, nor is the body mine. I am not a living being. I am consciousness. It was my thirst for experience that was my bondage. How wonderful it is that in the infinite ocean of myself, the waves of living beings arise, collide, play, and disappear according to their nature. Who can be compared to that great soul person whose mind is free from desire, even in disappointment? And who has found satisfaction in self-knowledge? This arises out of you, like bubbles out of the sea. Knowing yourself to be but one consciousness, find peace. Thank you. equal in pain and in pleasure, equal in hope and in disappointment, equal in life and in death, and complete as you are. Find peace. I am infinite space, and the natural world is like a vessel. This is knowledge, and there is neither renunciation, acceptance, or cessation of it. I am like the ocean and the multitude of objects are like waves. This is knowledge and there is neither renunciation, acceptance, or cessation of it. I am in all beings, and all beings are in me. This is knowledge, and there is neither renunciation, acceptance, or cessation of it. In me, the boundless ocean, the boat of the universe moves here and there, driven by the wind of its own inherent nature. I I am not affected. Ocean. Let the wave of the world rise or vanish of itself. I neither rise nor fall. Bondage is when the mind longs for something, grieves about something, rejects something, holds on to something, is pleased with something, or is displeased about something. When there is no me, that is liberation. And when there is me, that is bondage. Consider this carefully. And neither hold on to anything, nor reject anything. The essential nature of bondage is nothing other than desire. And its elimination is known as liberation. Simply by not being attached to changing things, that the everlasting joy of the self is reached. Unmoved and undistressed. realizing that being, non-being, and change are of the very nature of things. One easily finds peace. Realizing that suffering arises from nothing other than thought. Drop all desires and rid yourself of suffering. Be happy and at peace everywhere. Freedom of having nothing is hard to achieve, even owning just a loincloth. But I live as I please, abandoning both renunciation and acquisition. Sometimes one experiences distress because of one's body. Sometimes because of one's speech. And sometimes because of one's mind. Abandoning all of these, I live as I please in the goal of human life. Recognizing that in reality no action is ever committed, I live as I please, just doing what presents itself to be done. Thank you. Yogis who identify themselves with their bodies are insistent on fulfilling and avoiding certain actions. But I live as I please, abandoning attachment and rejection. I lose nothing by sleeping and gain nothing by effort. So consequently, I live as I please, abandoning success and failure. Realizing my supreme self nature as the witness, the master, and the state of desirelessness, I feel no inclination for liberation. Distaste for sense objects is liberation. Love for sense objects is bondage. This is knowledge. Now do as you please. You are not the body, nor is the body yours, nor are you the doer or the enjoyer. You are consciousness itself, free from conflict and changeless. Be happy. Attachment and aversion are attributes of the mind, and the mind is never yours. You are consciousness itself, free from conflict and changeless. be happy. Realizing that the self is in all, and all is in the self. Free from egoism, and free from the sense of mine, be happy. Together with the organs of sense, comes, stays, and goes. The self neither comes nor goes. So what is there to mourn? Let the body last as long as the earth, or let it go, even today. What does it matter to you, who are pure consciousness? Let the waves of the universe rise or fall of their own accord. Within you, who are the infinite ocean, there is no gain or loss to you. There be birth, action, and even identity for you, who are the calm space of pure consciousness, one and immutable. Thank you. Completely give up such distinctions as I am this and I am not that. Consider all as the self. Be desireless and happy. It is only through ignorance that the universe exists. In reality, you are alone. There is no soul or spirit other than you. Pure consciousness. Do not disturb the mind with affirmation and negation. Be calm and abide happily in your own blissful self. Completely give up even contemplation and hold nothing in your mind. You are truly the self and therefore free. What will you gain by thinking? The knower of truth is never miserable in this world. For the whole universe is filled by himself alone. Thank you. liberated one neither blames nor praises, neither enjoys nor is angry, neither gives nor takes. He is free from attachment to all objects. With an empty mind does not know the conflict of contemplation and distraction, or good and evil. This sage abides in the state of absolute consciousness. Certain that nothing is, and with all desires set at rest, the person of knowledge does not act though he may be acting. Such thoughts as, "This indeed I am," and "This I am not," are dissolved for the yogi who has become silent, knowing for certain that all is the self. Possession of heaven or poverty, gain or loss, society or solitude, make no difference to the yogi whose self is free from conditions. Person whose delight is in the self whose mind is calm and pure, has no desire to renounce anything whatsoever, nor do they feel any loss anywhere. The ignorant person does not attain peace either by inaction or by action. The wise one becomes happy merely by seeing the truth. Foolish person desires peace, and so does not attain it. The wise one knows the truth and has a very tranquil mind. Where is self-knowledge for him whose knowledge depends on an object? The wise do not see this and that, but see the immutable self. Is control of the mind for the deluded one who strives for it. It is always available to the wise ones who delight in the self. Through freedom, one attains to happiness. Through freedom, one attains to the supreme. Through freedom, one attains to tranquility and to the highest state. Modifications of the mind cease when someone realizes that they are neither the doer nor the enjoyer. Where is the reflected self? Where is the world? Where is the end? And where are the means to the end for the wise one who is beyond change, like the sky? Glorious is the one who is free from all desires and who is the embodiment of infinite bliss, which is its own nature, and who has attained natural merging with the unconditioned. Where is bondage or liberation, joy or sorrow, for one who shines as the infinite and who does not perceive relative existence? Thank you. wise ones neither long for gain nor grieve at loss. Their calm, serene minds are verily filled with nectar. Contentment ever dwells in the heart of the wise one who lives on whatever comes, who wanders about at leisure, and who rests wherever the sun sets. Blessed is the wise one who stands alone, who is attached to nothing, who is without possessions, and who moves freely among the pairs of opposites, and whose doubts have fallen away. Established in my own glory, there is no past, future, or present. There is no space, or even eternity. For me, established in my own glory, there is no self or non-self, no good or evil, no thought or even absence of thought. Thank you. established in my own glory. There is no dreaming or deep sleep, no waking state, nor fourth state beyond, and certainly no fear. For me established in my own glory, there is nothing far away and nothing near, nothing within or without, nothing large and nothing small. For me, established in my own glory, there is no life or death, no world or things of the world, no distraction, and no stillness of mind. For me, free from individuality, there is no doer and no reaper of the consequences, no cessation of action, no arising of thoughts, no immediate object, and no idea of results. There is no world, no seeker of liberation, no yogi, no seer, no one bound, and no one liberated, and I remain in my own non-dual nature. There is no emanation or return. No goal, means, seeker, or achievement. And I remain in my non-dual nature. For me, who am always free from deliberations, there is neither conventional truth nor absolute truth, no happiness and no suffering. For me, who am forever unmovable and indivisible, established in myself, there is no activity or inactivity, no liberation and no bondage. There is no being or non-being, no unity or duality. What more is there to say? There is nothing outside of myself.